Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
Yes, my dear friends, welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is the show that brings you 3 times a week the latest galactic news. And today I have another special guest. He has been on the show before and I consider him as a very close friend. His name is Jose Bazan and he is the author of the book Awake to the Awakening, and his website is also awaketotheawakening.com. So welcome back, Jose.
Thank you, Martin. How are you? Everything is good today?
Everything is so good. I just had a beautiful walk in the forest with my twin flame. That was really amazing. And, well, the energies are off the chart today and over the weekend. So, what are your insights? What did you receive from above? I mean, there must be a lot that you want to share this hour with me and the listeners.
Oh, yes. As I was talking to you just before, I was still getting a message coming through about what's going to happen to the Earth, and I was also as if they gave me more information for you. They said this has got to be for Martin. It has to be to where you pass this information.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like the sequence or the synchronicity of your timing. When I spoke to you, I think it was Friday.
Yeah.
It was like they just gave me more information to pass through.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So what they started off with was Nostradamus.
Okay.
And Nostradamus said that this was on February 5th, 2014, at 9:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
He says that there will be landfalls, mountain slides, and caverns that will break apart, separating the ground, earth, and entire regions.
Whoa.
He says that northwest, southeast, as far as China, Singapore, Bangladesh, Turkey, Taiwan, Germany, Sweden, Ithaca, Bulgaria, they will feel the eruption deep within its core barrier, armor, and penetrate all surrounding areas not known to have any decimation of any sort. This will take place in the months ahead, following after October 2014. You'll be the worst Earth catastrophe on this planet, beyond Atlantis, prior fall of the dinosaurs, and be made linear by the straits of the new pattern energy forming by the stars. You will see an unequivocal and global transmutation of Earth, never before seen and experienced living on this planet.
Will this happen after first contact? Because if this happens, most of the world population will be wiped out.
Yeah, they're saying this is happening following October. He says it's following October, so it could be any time in November or December following.
Yeah.
In what he says as it's the months ahead. But there he says that the unequivocal and global transmutation of an Earth never before seen and experienced living on this planet. Many will short live nor survive such monumental adjustments given to Earth by far to reach her new shape, form, and positions of destiny being prepared for her now by stormlights. All as it were will no longer be. The land will be made new again, clear, all reformed, elevated with eloctic energy, a glow never before seen by human freights of eyes. A mutation of power fully surfaced above ground. You are here to facilitate new Earth and others will with inhabitants of life on a new land prepared for it, for this. It is by this that you also come here to initiate ahead for return and begin anew. All of thy galactics will support this evolvement of a star, Alaria. Blue planet will be seen to all of distant galaxies, universes, dimensions. Her spiral of energy will wave and shimmer like no other. I leave you this for you now, till such time of furtherance. And today I got the message from the Galactics at 8:26 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
saying, we of the Galactic Federation extend our gratitude of your endurance in the fluctuation of newer energy permeating the cells, atoms, and microbes, reformulating to the newer DNA linkages. You are returning to levels 8, 9, 10 helix connections, resurfacing and reinforcing the outer layer of the helix field. It will magnify new crystallized energy reflected in your helix system, coralized in your breathing, speaking, seeing, touching, smelling, hearing, awarenesses, and senses. This will be a new touch to your being. You are no longer of the old body structure of density by way of body sphere. It is where you become translucent, parable of higher energy fields already in place on Earth. Soon to be Alaria, blue planet of the stars, far bigger, superior to what Tara was then, she will be coming in the now. Earth will no longer be existence of what she was and continue to be. She will defy all beliefs in what they see of her by what they feel and disassociate paradigm views, conditions by the lower frequency density, give it off then, and remnants of it are still in place now. We are fortifying this to be removed in the unseen energies of your eyes, ears, and conscious senses of those who are still in progression of awakening from within. There will be those who will not reach the potential given freely, being of their will to choose a directional path in place made already by what you see, hear, feel, and comprehend to. The choice has been made, and we are working diligently to handle energy for those who are on the brink, coming out of the cloud, veil, blockers, shrewd suppressions of what is already a very thin line left for below Earth, begins its surface of the same torsion of light making its way through the openings of the separations we are already seeing. These separations are to allow light fields to ponder, penetrate, loathe, blaze anew onto her old existence, prepared to change shape, form, plate lines. We prepare these mutation accelerations to synthesize her energy as she had been compromised, forced for a very long time. The turn is now. A new point will begin, and by this we mean a global reshapement to match her new energy grids placed in the light, a program sequence of form by galactic universe. She's not going to look the same. She's going to look like what looks like a football.
Yeah.
A football shape.
With a geometrical grid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as we start beginning the 8, 9, 10 sequence in our helix, it's that the same final point as the Earth. So as the Earth is doing, she is also doing as well. And from what I'm understanding is that we are already in that reversal spin of fifth dimension. Now it's like we're at another second level of higher fifth dimensional energies. And so we can actually feel it in our hands. You can feel it in your feet, or when you're touching the ground for several moments, you suddenly feel like this, you know, the molecules or atoms are just coming through the Earth.
Yeah.
Like just a powering storm line. And a friend of mine took a picture here in Brooklyn. And Martin, when you take the photo, it's a picture of the beach on the sunset, but you could actually see the bands of color. And when you turn the photo upside down, Martin, you could see the thin layer of the Earth and how it's breaking through with the actual light that's coming beneath the Earth. It's already active and it's breaking through, but it's also showing, because the universe is always giving us clues, and the clues are of what's happening now. So they showed me that the final turn of the fifth dimensional clock, so to speak, is already on point, and we're just at that point of saying. There were the Pleiadians who were actually, I don't know how it's actually seeing them. I see a facial structure. I got to send you the photo. It's a facial structure of the Pleiadian. He's looking at the ground, the ground surface, and he's saying that there's a very thin layer left. But now here's the other thing. Above that picture is a massive, massive ship. It looks like a mothership, but Martin, it's decloaked and you can see all the windows.
Wow.
Yeah. They are ready to decloak, Martin.
I know, because we are just at the threshold. Just at that, there's a very thin layer that is going to be washed away, and then it will be decloakings. We are just a fraction, a millimeter away from it.
Yes, yeah, we are. We're like fractions away. And I had I saw a vision where they were saying to me, we're going to start off in places where it is not shown. In other words, we'll start to like decloaking in mountain areas, they showed me.
Uh-huh.
And areas of, now, you ready for this, Martin? And this is actually pertaining to an extra message But this extra message is to say this, at the same time that that is occurring, they said, they showed me a picture of what Atlantis will look like. It's going to cover from as far as the United States all the way to Europe, but they will leave like a waterway in between the United States and Europe, and in the center they will have in mountains, and they will have all this green land. It's going to be the new tropic land.
Wow.
They said that this new land will form in the fall of the great land of milk and honey, of what used to be third dimensional early existence. And the old land will permeate water into the states, foundations, the landfills, the canyons, the mountains, and fenways. It will be as it was many thousands of years ago, and we shall see one period of humanity fall and a new awakening. Lands changing in surfaces, congruent lines, state lines, reformed, and they're going to pull away apart what used to be man-made separations of partage grounds formed by the issuance of government, socialist and party favors, capitalist and of the sorts. There will be no divisions of this no longer. All shall be whole formations of actual lands, plateaus, streams, rivers, water gatherings. All shall return to Eden, a purified, lush energy field, illuminescent of the earth, universe and cosmic systems, to be as it once was, is, and presently being. All has to change by such time, alignment of new earth, which they called Tara. Tara was once a tropic light planet, far exceeding many dimensional levels of energy. She, Tara, is about to complete this month to come by your counting of numbers, days. Much is about to unfold before your very eyes. She, Tara, will leave daunting faces masked in disbelief, only spoken of the great scholars of your time, Hermes, Michelangelo, Phraates, Plato, Magellan, Barnabas, Da Vinci, Nostradamus, Artemis, Paul the Nobleman, Octavius, Prometheus, Galileo, Job, Beethoven, John the Baptist, all have known this to come before their time, to let others know what is to expect, only written in Latin languages, art, science, mathematics, astrology, and cosmology. We are here to bring this forward into your now. The doorway has been set, prepared for reset, todged, and pre-made to happen in matter we see occurring by noon of your time. We inform you to this knowing to prepare for what is to fortify Earth soon. Make preparations with the starships as they will make preparedness with you. This is by way they remain close to you, watchful of the very energies, keeping you vigilant to our attentions, connections, and frequencies. When we begin, we shall contact many of you to start initiation sequence of telepathic energy tones, and you will hear different signals, rhythms, bouncing vibrations correlating in your DNA. All will be ready to process departure of illuminated lattices. The binary codes, there you have binary codes inside your systems, and they were reflecting to longitudes, latitudes of the star systems. We cannot emphasize its importance to adhere to what you see, sense, and feel, and connect to. And we are here with love, peace, harmony, joy, and welcome you aboard the Galactic Federation of the Starship Fleets. And we serve you in the light. Your families will remain until such time chosen by frequency activation, Octave. And when they open up their own frequencies, it's the will. We will be waiting. Only by this we allow to retrieval of beings. Your space will be held by what is termed the dimensional model, hybrid, clone, mimic, duplicated, copied, replicated, matched, fortified. This will hold in place the existing connections of aligning energies to perpetuate balances. And you've seen us from your windows, and you've acknowledged and observed your viewings. Your preparedness brought you to this time to synchronize the events to come. And you are now integrated to the new. Many will come to know you already. Separating timing is set for them. Only you will be the first to come. And so by these sick frequencies have been preset within you. And the low frequencies cause out of balances, but the energies, these what they're calling the sirens, the media, the radio, the purpose, they send these pulses of patterns to create the domino effects of the continuations of the lower frequencies, which is why we need to meditate, keeping the higher vibrations, and don't react of the lower frequencies of things in the world. It can be measured, but in science, it sounds of a need for a balance. And so I say to you this, Martin, those who were here before, they will be picked up again. And those are the ones who are going to go first. And their frequency levels lets them know when they're ready to be taken, because they're going to take them over to the next. What they did in Atlantis is how they regrouped many and they took them off. And this is why they're actually going to do this mass landing, to accelerate as much of the other, those who are about to awaken, bring them into those light chambers, into those healing chambers, and get them to a point of saying, okay, you're prepared and you're ready, you're accepted into the new earth by your will of choice. And then by such time is when they start gathering those to take them away. And this is why they have, you know, so many ships. And the thought was, how is it the earth can continue to expand and reform herself, reshape herself, and reconfigure her landlines if in fact we still occupy? She has to breathe. The earth must breathe. She must breathe above those pavement, the cement, the concrete. All that was placed on top of her prevents her from becoming this new star, and it has to break away. It has to be removed. This is what the new light will be about, of her transfiguration. And so everyone is, I'm sure, around the planet who is a light worker, luminescent of that energy, has been hearing a different tone. That tone is reflective of their frequency. You're matching their higher frequency. You're prepared. So when the actual time comes, and when they come at the same time, it's like going to be a simultaneous synchronicity. And then we move into that next new field, because I think we're going to do as much as what we are supposed to, but they're going to do far more in the months ahead.
Boy, you bring such uplifting news today. This is so amazing. I've been listening, you know. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really enlightening to hear what they've said, but also how they passed it through the most prominent speakers of people who we've known in history, who've known this, of course. Like, of course, it's painted in Michelangelo's paintings, and mm-hmm. and, you know, Da Vinci. I mean, they've all riddled it out for us, but yeah. Yet I feel it was meant for only the ones who are supposed to see it. Like, you're supposed to see it. The light, we're supposed to see it. Like, as the DNA is activated, here you are seeing right through the very riddle of what was given then to what is given now, to what is being shown to you now. And here we are. Here they are telling us they've given these messages to all of them. And the many who they've been giving to over the thousands of years in preparedness of such a time. And in doing so, we know it. We know that time is very close. We feel it. And the sense is that they're going to make this, the light for this year compared to last year, will be much brighter, more intense, because it has to reach those of that lower frequency in which they are prepared to come out of. But it seems like they of course, we know, of course, the blockages are there and the thin veils, and they say they have to amplify it a lot higher. So when they said, okay, you're going to go from, let's say, 98.6 degrees in body temperature to, let's say, 120 degrees in body temperature, but it's really where you're not going to feel the intense amount of heat that those of a lower frequency would feel, because our body structures have already been changed. So we don't feel cold just like others that would feel cold, or you don't feel the heat as others do, because it's just like our molecular levels are so different, because we came here before with a DNA fully intact, and the others, which they were broken apart, those are the ones who are being mended. And then you have those who are of a new species, or actually the upgrading of the human DNA. Those are the ones who were struggling to get to a point. And then they had so many different levels of where they're elevating from. But here we are, we jump to a full acceleration, and they know who you are, because you were a higher being. You were ascended masters then, and you're ascended masters now. Which is why things inside feel so amazing, like comfortable, so familiar, and like it's a second nature. Mm-hmm. And because we're guiding it just like we did then, we're doing the same thing all over again. And everyone who's moved forward as a light worker is that ascended master from many different worlds, many different universes and galaxies, and they prepared for this, of course, for this time. And here we are, we're at the gateway of saying, okay, now we make the separation of energies that you feel inside. Have you been feeling a pull, major pull, within the last several weeks or months, like much more than ever before?
Yeah, especially the last 2 days. Over the weekend, I have felt a very strong pull, a kind of like something is going to burst, you know?
Yeah, we're actually feeling that same birthing process of the Earth, because she's pulling away from her old self, and the new self does no longer make connection, and where, like you feel like you exist in another place, but your body is still here.
Yeah.
Or your vessel is still here.
Exactly.
And they're saying that what's going to happen, you're just holding the space for now. Mm-hmm. Until you're fully developed, just like the Earth is being fully developed in that next universe or next dimension of space, and where we're finalization, we'll see like our bodies are going to begin to, instead of having the hands tingle, and instead of the feet beginning to feel that micro organ of energies tingle, we're going to feel our full arms, we're going to feel our full legs, the full body begin to tingle from our head. That's going to be the most amazing part. It's feeling it full body, acceleration of those molecules and those atoms and those energy fields colliding with each other, saying to ourselves, we're vibrating at this magnitude level, like in Star Trek when they send you into another place, and reform, right, and that's the sense that we're getting. We're just like a portion of it there. And so as we begin that further acceleration of the Earth, we're also going to do that further acceleration on the inside, and begin to feel like even the tones, like in the tones of your voice, have you noticed the difference? The chakra?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like...
So that...
Yeah, mm-hmm. go ahead.
Like, they said that the chakras itself... we're also changed out. Whatever you speak right now, you vibrate at a different level to others. Your tone is completely different. It has the same magnification, or the same energy light magnification as the one of your energy. The same thing is of your sight. Like anything you post your sight to, You know, if you're looking at something, you can pick up its energy, or you could sense its energy, or you could actually, and what they're saying is you'll be able to change its structures, because there are beings already do this. But here you are actually changing the fields. So I think that what they've done is they covered every aspect, even our hearing. Like whatever we hear, what we tune into, we're actually going to be changing that structure as well, because it's actually going at another vibration that they have actually kind of like programmed into not only of that hearing, but what we pick up on, but to transmutate it, to make it sound, to give it a higher frequency levels. And this is where even our music, the music itself, which is, let's say, at a 440 megahertz frequency level, but that's also going to change, because everything that that is of music will have to vibrate at a higher level, because we're changing inwardly, and so what we vibrate out at that vocal through the vocal cords will give it a higher acceleration. And I'll tell you, they covered every aspect of this ascension, of this vibration, in ways that even our through our foods, in even changing the way we're not going to breathe carbon dioxide, we're going to be breathing oxygen, and we're even feeling that from the inside, like you have more energy, you have more of what you used to be, and that is more of that is an indication right there that we've not only fully made huge strides in adjustments by what we feel through our breathing process, but even like a sleep doesn't feel like sleep anymore. It feels like we could still be awake, but still be asleep in such a sense. You ever get that where you feel energized while you're sleeping?
Yeah. Like you're thinking while you're sleeping. Your thought process continues.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because last night, I mean, and practically every night, I've been like energized by a certain by energy frequency, and it's like you could wake up but feel so vibrant or refreshed of its energy, not feeling that heaviness anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, like a deep when sometimes you can't even wake up from you know the heavy baggages of the lower frequencies. But I think what's happening is they're keeping every one of us on this planet who are at the brink of change, of, in other words, going into the pull, the final pull of things. They're keeping that vibration so intense, like it's by being monitored right now. And I guarantee, like every one of us on the planet, they're keeping vigilance. And that vigilance of saying, you know, we know you're actually close to the point of saying, okay, I know I'm here, but I feel somewhere else. So what do I do then? And then saying, well, just be for now. Just mm-hmm. be for now, because all is already changing faster than we had intended. Plus, we're in the new contract.
Yep.
And that new contract, I'm sure we place things by source energy of what that would entail. And I think this is what we're entailing it right now. I couldn't imagine when this was written, probably many times when you astral travel back to the ship, where you said, okay, let's do this, let's do these considered adjustments, and by the time such and such time comes around, oh, we'll be fully prepared on the inside. And it's like I feel like every one of us is like being pulled out of like either a lake or the ocean, in a sense, you know, like, because that's how that energy feels, like we're being pulled in out of that connection of what that old dimension in existence in our old connections used to be, like the finalization, you know, you have your finalization of your circle, and then they say, okay, Well, we have to push this push these energies away because they've contracted to push you in that higher direction so that you can exist somewhere else and make this new world. And I'm saying, yes, they're here. Yes, we have messages that things are being fixed and recoralized and readjusted. But I'm saying, they're saying on the other end, we still have to adjust Earth. And we're just preparing those ahead of time so their consciousness is in prepared state so that when things become in alignment, every one of us already are in correlation, in alignment to our energies. So if information that creates ideas or information of new technology or information of divine happiness and harmony, if it comes in through one light being, one conscious connection, it's going to multiply in all directions at one time. And that's the sharedness that they talk about. They talk about that one connection of happiness is everyone's ability to be happy at the same time. So let's say, for example, telepathically, we're speaking and we're talking, and then we find something so amazing, and then suddenly someone across the world who's a light being as well, a light worker, can feel that same energy. And they don't have to do anything. We could be meditating, and they could be feeling the meditation. We could be doing yoga, and they could feel that same energy. You could have this, you know, this excitement of the day, and they could feel it as well. It's just like a, you know, like a branch effect, like a tree. And the tree effect was that every tree on the, every leaf on the branch, and is a part of the same trunk, and yet they feel the same thing. And this is the thing that they're getting at, is that our vibrational levels for every one of us, you know, as a unity, can never drop, because we're all already interconnected by this energy field that tells us this. It tells us your energy will not drop. You are still connected. You are now connected to in full enforcement of that universal energy. So keeping you elevated. So despite what's going around in the circle, despite what things are happening that are part of the lower frequency, they say not a problem, because you're assisted, you're supported by the higher frequencies of what we placed in you. And not only is coming from below the Earth, but it's coming from the universe itself and all the multi-galaxies that are in support of this thing. They want to see this thing happen. They want to see something they've never seen before. And we're still having every day seems like this aha kind of moment, you know, this wow unfoldment kind of feeling. And this unfoldment is in ourselves, that we're nothing compared to when we first came to this planet then, but we're seeing far more things now. And they've done some great preparations ahead of time, in which they say continue the grounding effect of things, because the grounding is the Earth has that light, you know, for us, you know, below ground. And even though it's shadowed above by what you see in the clouds, of course, man-made, you know, these man-made kind of weather things, but look below ground. That's why they say below ground is your recharge, your way of knowing that these energies are still passing through the Earth and are still coming through and elevating all of us at the same time. Those who, of course, at the higher frequencies, and those who are at low frequencies, you know, which is fine, because it was chosen. It was a matter of course, as we said before many times, it's chosen. But we're all coming back, and we're all coming back to the same, to what you used to be. The Earth used to be of a higher escalate, and it's been told by those of who written scrolls, but and it took many to try to understand. Even today, some of it is still being unraveled. And it wasn't meant for, if it was meant for them, they would have revealed it to themselves. But I think because of who we are and who we came here to be, we could see it. It's because it's like parked in every one of our DNA, that programming, that information, that knowledge, that understanding. See, I believe that they knew, those of the Galactics knew, that you don't need the what you see on the outside to find the answers, because all those answers were inside already. They kind of like keeping you tweaked along the way of your lifetimes. So when this time comes, everything, it's a feeling frequency of that knowing of what's happening. And that knowing that it's we're just about at the brink of this evolutionary full change, even though it's happening now, it's fully happening, yes. But as the lightesses and those of who are sensing that change, we're pulling others along the same energy fields, but in such a sense. Even that change is happening and being fortified for them so that they can actually be reached and come to that point of this true awakening. And if it was that, you figure, if they made the choice to say, okay, well, wake the person now, wake them up now, well, then they would have gotten that... you know, that inner vision, you know, that dream, something would have said to them, okay, something's really pulling me out. Something has changed inside of me. You know, well, I guess when they reach that certain point of frequency, then they'll be able to come out of it. But I think as we all know that if they kind of accelerate them or jump them up too fast, you know, the equilibrium of the body or the vessel can just come out of its context. So everyone who's being supportive of the earth and being supportive of a higher consciousness and higher love and in the harmony of what we're feeling and sensing, I'll tell you, if it wasn't for all of that and from the universal's support, we wouldn't be at this stage of the game. It took everyone to bring these energies forward. And it took everyone to support those energies moving forward and to continuously know that this sacred connection, this avian that we have, this alignment of the light that we have inside of ourselves, we come with incredible abilities. We come with incredible gifts. And who knows where the Pleiadians, the Assyrians and Tarians, you know, who knows what they have in store, you know, that's far greater that we're just beginning to see. And now it's like we don't even have to, do the extensive amount of the outside of things to become, because we are already what is to become, but even unfortunately, folding of it, it's already being shown to us that we're just a higher existence. We're just visitors here, and our it's like to say, like, your the visa is already up, so you gotta go back home, kind of sense. And I kind of feel that's what's happening on the inside, and the same thing of why that we're seeing how the Earth is just making her way to her new self. With especially the volcanoes and the earthquakes and water changes, because you think about it, the water changes themselves have to find new currents. If the Earth is in already in full dimension to fifth density, then where that water pattern has to change, move another direction. And it's like, I'm sure it's not being shown, but it's there. It's all there. and even the animals are the ones we should be paying very close attention to, because they're the ones getting more of a sense of how far the Earth is from her full change, you know. And when you stop hearing those birds, or when they don't come around, or you start seeing animals you've never seen before appear into your area, and that's an indication that they've come from far, or that the vibration or frequency in their area is already changed. It's like they're telling them, like, as if to say, the Noah's Ark of movement, and moving us in giving us more of a sense of this in energetic awareness. And despite what's happening of the lower frequencies of the controls, this light is too powerful. It's too high. It's too enormous, because we have so much that's been brought together. All these universal beings, who with their higher light, you know, they're making this happen for us too, and I feel they're already walk among us here.
Right? I have the same feeling, my friend. And I must tell you something. I was walking in the forest this afternoon, and the sun was really beautiful. And there was a group of a young family walking there. And behind the family was a young girl, a young woman. And I looked at her eyes, and I thought, this is not human. You know? You know,
you had that awareness?
Yeah, I sensed it when I looked in her eyes. You know, from here, I recognized her somehow. That was amazing.
Wow,
but I can tell you, there's so much changing right now. We are so close to victory. So close. It's just a tiny, tiny bit. It can be days, you know? You're talking about days now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Mark, because even in the meditation, the Earth is also telling you to turn your back one more time. In other words, if you're feeling a pain in your spine, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you make it, and so you always sit at a certain position, but then the Earth says, no, you must turn again, and your senses know that you have to turn. Because that's the way the Earth is on our final, you know, the final minute of the final hour, so to speak. And then when I turn my body in a certain position, I feel much better.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Earth
yeah,
already, right.
I have the same. When I turn my body in a certain position, you feel different, right?
Yeah. I think we're like barometers for the Earth too. You know, the Earth is inside of us as we are inside of her, and we're getting the actual it's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, we get that. We know how she's, where she's at right now, where the final turn is, and whatever's been, you know, happening as far as her energy turns been pulled up. It's the same inside of ourselves, but, and this is actually the rise of the female energies too, very higher energies.
It is,
through.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, but it shows how we're so connected by universe, the Earth, in ourselves, in our breathing. It's all intertwined, and it's like the box that we used to live in,
mm-hmm.
of humanity. I think the box has already been broken. There are people living, of course, outside the box, but that box is kind of like becoming crumbled, and so it's the light that's showing off, as if to say, look, this is the final call of the light.
Yeah.
And we're honoring it, because we're forging ahead. You know, we have this greater vision, we have a path, we have remembrance. And it's pure, it's flowing, and it's all been coming through the power of this universe, the power of this high, the energies of the source of creation. we're just expanding, and we have to expand with it. Otherwise, well, the others, you know, and ourselves, you could see if it's not a part, then the universe is okay, then you'll exist somewhere else mm-hmm. as energy.
Exactly.
This is what we are, pure energy.
Yeah, pure energy. Yeah.
And here's the other thing. They're saying we have to observe things from a higher levels and no longer from the lower explanation of things
mm-hmm.
because it's like rationalizing or being logical. They say observe from the higher perspective because mm-hmm. we can only explain this or give an explanation that you feel on the inside is right, is your being is comfortable with understanding energy. Energy has to move, energy has to become, it is reformations of its things, and it's constantly reforming. We are doing the same thing that the stars in the universe is doing. So if those stars are changing on the outside and reforming on the inside, there's a star for every person that exists on this planet. I would say that because everything that's out there, we are connected to. And if they're changing, we're changing on the inside. And so is that our hearts in themselves are like the fiery flame that lets us know that's a connection, of course, directly to the source energy all around us, but is expanding.
Yeah.
Next, right?
That's right.
And so I think that's what it is. Our hearts are like the central sun, the galactic sun, and it's been reformed, it's been returned, and our body systems of all those molecules that we feel inside of ourselves, we're feeling the inside of another star where we come from. This is the connection that I get. We feel exactly of what our star systems are doing. And because of this, they want you to know that you never lost connection.
That's
you're
right.
Always a part of it.
That's right.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Hey, Jose, we have about 8 minutes left before the end of the show. We have only a 1 hour show today because there's a telepathic first contact event taking place on the internet in 8 minutes. And I want to transmit it through the radio. So stay tuned, my friend. But can you, in the last 5 minutes, talk a bit about further insights in first contact, how it's going to take place?
Okay. The contact for me, you're saying?
Yeah, the first contact for the planet, for humanity. How it's going to take place.
No, what's going to happen is that when they come here in the masses, they're really going to go to the ones who are illuminated. Those who are illuminated are the ones they've been keeping, you know, close contact to.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is, of course, the telepathic energies inside, of course, they've been, the vibrations have been changed so that you can hear them very clearly, you know, so that you're not startled. Of course, you're not going to be startled or, you know, surprised to say, they're going to say, okay, we're here. We're just like maybe, you know, here's the proximity of where we're at. But only you can see us. You are in that vibration that allows you to see them vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's why they've raised our frequency. And then so when they come, it will not be through government. It will not be through mass media, television type of thing. It'll be so quietly and so privately in such a way that the rest of the world will realize that they've already begun the process of the mass landings. It's that advanced.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's so prepared. It's so been planned in such a way. Even our own DNAs themselves know. They know. Our DNAs themselves know how this is going to unfold because it's been programmed into us to how this will occur. And so it's like, you know, you would wake up or you could be anywhere around the world and suddenly you go to a certain place and then here you are, your first contact, right there. And your elevation field, your frequency is ready for it. And you're just walking into your exact plan that was placed inside of you, and where they'll just, you know, you're more than welcome, just head off with them. And then here they are, assisting the others. And then as they take you off, you'll be upgraded in the ways they feel that it needs to be changed, or chambers that need, you know, additional healing. But this is what these frequencies are definitely about. When we make our first contact, was the frequencies that we hear in the ears, the elevated tones. That was the first contact. The second one I'm seeing and sensing is that our molecules in the bodies are going to start to go off. They're going to get even higher when you approach them. It's like you're going to feel this amazing power, or this amazing vibration as you get even closer to them. You know, like you're getting close to a higher light in the source. And so from there, that's going to be your second contact, as if to say your being self is prepared. And yet for the outer self, it will be like a normal day kind of thing. So it seems like there's two operations being done at the same time, but one being that they're working this, of course, from the inside, but that's where the contact will be. Like, we already made the preparations in the astral travels. When we all went up there and they spoke to us, or consciously made this information through our DNA, and then says, okay, this is how it's all going to come about. So are you ready for this? And they say, we said yes. And then in the subconsciousness will reveal it and say, oh, come on, you got to get your ticket ready. It's time to go.
Yeah.
Let's get things rolling. And so, and then when that time comes, I feel that this is how they are going to get us to that point of the acceleration of time. Because look at already the quickening of the earth, the quickening of the time. The hour doesn't seem the same. The minute doesn't seem the same at all. So our DNA, you know, can no longer operate in such a lower frequency levels. I kind of feel like you have to be closer to those of the same illuminated, or in order for your energy fields to feel the higher connections, which is why we all connect at this, you know, at the same time, and we all, you know, come to each other, because we're passing that energy back and forth of vibrations. So it's where, you know, how is it? Because if we send the energy low to low frequencies, it is not returned. It has to be balanced. Right now, we have to balance. It's like the nutrition, the food source, and where we're going to operate as of light, no longer as a food, and which is why, of course, we're saying the water is making that so liquefied matter. Yeah. So energy will be our sustenance. The light energy will be our sustenance, and I think when we make that first, the actual full blown, you know, contact will be when you will sense that doorway. Either they open up a portal, or they'll come to you directly, or that you're walking to some location and you just walk right through, and then suddenly you're on the starship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you say you are an extraordinary young gentleman, and you are also a close friend of mine, and you have spread beautiful information, and I'm sure that I will see you very soon at the starships.
Yes, thanks, Martin. I feel the same way.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show, and love and light to all of the listeners. You know that I love you dearly, and that I do my best to have a very special guest 3 weeks, 3 times a week. Tomorrow I'll have Anton Teuben, the founder of Niburu.nl, Dutch website with ET contact, and I'm going to transmit live from his location. Stay tuned, love and light to everybody, and you know that everything is going to be all right, also according to Jose Bozan, who was on the show with me today. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Martin.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Love and light.
Love and light.